Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back into our studios long-timers, the Mystic River Chorale. We have representatives, and that includes the artistic director, Frank Zanellini, is here. Frank, nice to have you back with us.
Hey, great to be back, Mike.
And Kit Foster is here. Kit, nice to see you again.
Yes, great to be here.
Kit, you are now no longer president. You've served your, 28 years as president, and now you're the a marketing kind of guy, right, for the Mystic
Chorale? Well, I manage the campaign, what we call a campaign for the chorale that supports our music, enabling us to do all of the things that we would like to do. There's a lot that has to go into
putting everything together and making sure the finances are there. So that Frank keeps coming back to direct you.
Right. So that we can keep Frank a part of a living for Frank, and that we can hire musicians, instrumentalists, and so on, in order to have a full concert.
Keep things going.
Yeah, music is an art, but it also takes a business to support that art.
You got that right, Frank. And you've been what now? About 4 or 5 years through the pandemic, right?
Yeah, as an artistic director. I think it's been 3 at this point, but I've been with the chorale since 2016 in some capacity.
Yeah. Well, I know you've been around for a while. You were there when the other Frank was the director.
Yeah, it was the changing of the Franks.
The changing of Franks from Martignetti, so M to Z. But your full-time gig is not obviously the director of the Mystic River Chorale. You do other things?
Yeah, I'm director of music at South Church in New Britain. It has a wonderful long tradition of great choral music, and I have a wonderful group of people that I get to work with there, week in and week out.
Well, that's a good thing when you have when it's more or less, I don't want to say fun, because maybe that's not the right term, but it's pleasurable, right?
Oh, it's usually a bit of both.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Well, we're here today to talk about the upcoming concert, which is going to be on Sunday, May 7th, at the Mystic Congregational Church. And it's 4 o'clock on Sunday, May 7th, and it's called The Gift of Days. And Frank, is this something you came up with, or who put this together?
Yeah, well, this was really... over the last year, there's just been a lot of interesting and different changes in my own life and in the life of the people around me. And it really felt like I needed to pay some tribute to the phases and the stations in life that we all move through.
Stages of life. And are you trying to give us a clue, or are you just going to something? You won the lottery, and that's what changed your life?
Yeah, not quite. Actually, it's a little sadder than that. We lost my grandfather this past year, it's just a lot of thinking about various places that you find yourself as you go from wherever it is that you start to wherever you find that last place.
Sure. All right, and the memories that go along with it,
and
the emotions that go along with that. The music selection, that's all part of that general theme?
Yeah, it's all, me working out my feelings and psychoses and all of that.
Okay. Now, the chorale itself meets weekly. Is that correct, Kit?
Yeah, that's right. We rehearse every Monday evening during the season. And, of course, leading up to a concert, it gets more intense, and it's more than just weekly. But
so you meet weekly, and then you lead up to May 7th. Then you have the concert, and then you go on a world tour or take a little time off.
we take off for the summer mostly, and convene again in September when we work up for our winter concert, which is has been in January, and it's something that works out for us, for our singers and yeah.
instead of what surrounds us.
We do some community sing during the holiday season, but we don't have a concert at that time because there are lots of concerts at that time.
So we
save that energy and put that into January when people are longing for really moving and emotional stuff, be it a major choral work or something new and interesting.
All right. Frank, I'm sure you already have in mind what's going to happen in January, but we don't want to divulge that now. Let's concentrate on May and the Gift of Days. And tell us about the music that you brought with us today.
Well, the music for today, some of it is looking back at the concert that we performed in January. We did the Vivaldi Gloria, and we did a setting of the Miserere by Jan Dismas Zelenka, the Czech Bach, quote-unquote. And then looking ahead to May, we're presenting just a mixed, eclectic program that just sets various different ideas and moods.
All right. Well, what do you have for us first?
Okay. First up is the Gloria and Et in Terra Pax of Antonio Vivaldi.
Thank you. Frank, you brought a lot of music along with you, so we're going to attempt to get most of it in. We played those first two tracks, and now we have two more coming up before we take our first break. What will these two be?
That's right. We're still on Vivaldi and the Gloria, and this is the Domine Fili movement and the Cum Sancto Spiritu movement that closes the work.
We will listen to those two, then take a short break and be back with more of the Mystic River Chorale.
Thank you.
The Mystic River Chorale is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with Frank and Kit as we discuss their upcoming concert next month, May 7th, 4 o'clock at the Mystic Congregational Church. And you want to make sure you get tickets for that. Can they do that in advance, Kit? Can they do that on the website?
Absolutely. If you go to mysticriverchorale.org, there's a facility there where you can order your tickets and have them for you as you arrive at the concert.
Excellent. And so some people don't plan ahead, you think there's still a possibility that you can get in the door and buy tickets at the door?
Oh, yes, we do sell tickets at the door, and we have never, ever turned anyone away from our concerts.
All right.
So well, even if it's as heavily subscribed, we'll squeeze you in somehow.
We'll squeeze you in. Well, that's a good thing about a lot of churches. You can always squeeze another person in, right? I've been in some church shows where the priest said, oh, by the way, our sanctuary seats 580 people. I said, well, we sold 700 tickets. He says, we'll get them in. So hopefully that'll be the case for your event on May 7th. And we're talking to Frank about the music that he has selected. And the name of the concert is The Gift of Days. And if you look on the website, it then says A Life's Journey. So it's part of what Frank was describing in that first set about some of the changes in his life that he's gone through and changes we all go through, right, Frank?
That's right.
It's the kind of thing where every day you never know what tomorrow brings.
Essentially, yeah.
And so you found some music to go along with that. We listened in the first part to music that you had performed before.
Right.
And is that going to be the case here?
This actually comes from a couple of different recordings. One of them is from the church choir that I grew up in, the First Presbyterian Church in New York City. And then the second piece is Paul Hillier and His Majesty's Clerks, and they're both William Billings.
Oh.
The first is a short Advent anthem called Hopkinton, and the second is a setting of the classic psalm text, They That Go Down to the Sea, and it is called Eurocladon.
Welcome
Music, and we want to make sure we get as much in as possible, so I'll let you introduce these next three pieces.
All right, following along in the grand tradition of American choral music, we have three spiritual settings. The first is Elijah Rock by Moses Hogan. This also is the First Presbyterian Church Choir in the city of New York. The second is Keep Your Lamps, and that is Andre Thomas, and this is the choir of St. Olaf's. And the third is Ezekiel Saw the Wheel, arranged by William Dawson, and again, the First Presbyterian Church Choir in the city of New York.
We'll listen to those, take another short break, and be back with more.
Oh, Elijah, oh, Elijah, oh,
Elijah Rock,
Elijah,
oh,
oh, Elijah, oh,
Elijah Rock,
Elijah,
oh,
oh, Elijah, oh,
Elijah Rock, Elijah Rock.
Oh,
Thank you.
Gift of Days is the title of the concert being given by the Mystic River Chorale on Sunday, May 7th, 4 o'clock at Mystic Congregational Church. That's what we've been talking about. I'm Mike Mano. Please be sitting with Kit and Frank as we discuss the concert and some of the music that is going to be presented. And Kit, one more time, on the website for people that want to get tickets to this great event.
That's right. It's very simple, mysticriverchorale.org. It'll tell you all about us, about the concert coming up, and you can order your tickets online.
Right. And if you order before midnight tonight, you get an 8x10 of Kit. No, that's probably not correct. But check out the website and support this wonderful group. Frank, great to see you again. We don't have a whole lot of time left, so let's get right to these next two pieces.
All right. This goes back to our concert in January again, where we did the Miserere by Jan Dismas Zelenka. And this is the first and third movement, the Miserere and the Gloria Patri. The third movement features soprano Sarah Asmar.
Thank you.
Well, Frank, I want to thank you for bringing beautiful music to our audience today and look forward to this performance, which is going to be Sunday, May 7th at the Mystic Congregational Church. We've got a couple more pieces to listen to. But before we do that, thanks, Kit. I wanted to thank you for coming back again to conduct
conversations. Oh, it's always a pleasure, Mike.
Nice to see you. Hopefully we'll be doing this many more times over the years. And Frank, as well, nice to see you, and I wish you all the best in this calming period after Easter, as they say. For someone in your business, I know that it's been a bit hectic.
The understatement. Thanks so much for having us, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you. What's these last two pieces we're going to hear?
All right. These last two pieces close out the Zelenka Miserere. This is the choral Gloria, as opposed to the solo that you just heard. And then the closing Sicut Erat in Principio.
Don't forget, that's going to be Sunday, May 7th at the Mystic Congregational Church, 4 o'clock on the Sunday afternoon. Go to mysticriverchorale.org and get your tickets and support this group. And we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.